This is the Saddled Stallion podcast, where men are equipped and encouraged to understand their wiring, clarify their mission, and find purpose along the path to its fulfillment. I'm your host, Chad Kanier, and I'm stoked to have you here. Let's roll. Hello, hello, hello. Thank you for listening. This is Chad Kanier. I am back focused on messages. The last really 2 months have been all about speaking about the book that I recently launched, which has been an amazing journey going back through each chapter of my book, unpacking the messages of each chapter, unpacking really my experience in the wilderness of entrepreneurship, everything that I learned through that 2-year tumultuous journey, very edifying journey through entrepreneurship. But I am very excited to pivot. I'm very excited to speak about things that I feel like are on my heart. You know, I get a lot of joy out of doing this. I get tons of fulfillment by putting a message together, by doing some preparation, which I admit is light, because I like to flow that way. I really believe to my core that I am a communicator. And to be perfectly frank, I don't need numbers and dollar symbols and all these things to justify what I know is a gift and what I know is a passion. And what I know is just something that gives me a great sense of purpose. And so I am excited to get back and to share really what's going on in my life right now and something that I feel like it could really encourage other people who are going through a similar season. Part of the reprieve that I am feeling in terms of the content that I get to create right now is definitely tied to what I'm going to share with you today. I am in a season of grind. At least I have been in a season of grind. This episode is called The Gifts of the Grind. This is me forcing myself to see the gifts that I am receiving, see the benefits that I may not feel every day. I may not feel on a moment-by-moment basis while I grind through this season, but I know it's important to look. See, that's the beauty of giving messages, is that it forces me to look at my life and to say, what am I being put through right now? And how can I respond to that? Look for the good in order to encourage others who might be going through something similar. And everybody wins. So it's like a forced reflection on your behalf, for your benefit. But of course, I benefit by being the conduit of that perspective. I have been grinding, guys. Like, it has been a season of, there's just a lot going on in my life. Just a few things to paint a picture. I have been working with my wife to purchase a home in Virginia. Right now, we rent in an area of Virginia that we have no intention of living long term. And so we have been saving money and we have been looking at the real estate market, which is bonkers right now, by the way. Homes are going for like $50,000 over asking price. It's a very, very competitive market. And there's a few different forces there that I'm not going to go into, but it's unprecedented what's happening in the real estate market right now. It's very hard for buyers to find a house for a fair value. I'll give you an example. We put an offer on a townhome in Fredericksburg, Virginia. We are going to live in Fredericksburg. We found a different place. But we put an offer on this resale, this home, and there were 17 other offers on that house within 36 hours. So like, yeah, the numbers were not in our favor. We are not going to save money on that home because there are 17 other buyers. So anyway, that's a stressful process, especially when you live 3 hours away from any home that you're interested in, because you have to plan like weekend trips to go drive and to go see the home, which restricts your ability to be efficient and competitive in that offer cycle. And you have 3 kids screaming in the back seat, begging for brownies and lemonade and Chick-fil-A. And oh my word, I'm reliving that and it's very hard to do that. So that was something we had going on. We finally actually chose a house that is somewhat behind us. It's a new construction home, and so there will be things we're going to have to do over the course of the next 5 months before we move in. But just knowing where we're going to live and knowing that we have a home is a huge weight off of our shoulders. We own a home in Dallas. We have a little townhome there, and we have it rented out. And so we are switching between one renter and another. And there's a lot of just upkeep. We had to get the carpets replaced. You're managing everything from afar. There's a few other little projects that I have to manage from afar, find contractors, et cetera, et cetera. It just adds something to my plate. I'm in a master's program. It is an intensive one-year program through the University of Virginia. It's a master's in technology management. It is a grind. And 2 weeks ago, I was in the middle of what you would call like finals week. It was me working with my five other counterparts as part of a little group to put a final presentation together for kind of like a pitch that we had to do to the entire cohort, which was two Saturdays ago. Lots of work traveling up to a different area of Virginia to do that work. I've been recording the episodes for my book, like I talked about. I'm at work and there's a lot going on at work. We are growing a program right now to make CarMax auctions, like the wholesale distribution of our cars via the auction experience. So B2B, that experience, the best in class experience for any wholesale buyer, any dealership who's looking for inventory. It is a lot of work. We are growing very fast. I'm responsible for a ton across the program. It's a lot. And then we also, like, all of this kind of took a head at the same time. Like, within, like, three weeks ago, all of it kind of came to this head. And, like, all of these things were manifesting in this 1 week. The last thing I'll mention is that, like, all my kids got sick, and my wife, and me a little bit, got sick in the middle of all that. Like we don't ever really get sick, but we got really sick. My kids were really, really sick. Not COVID sick, but pretty sick. We might have had COVID. I don't know. So just like, wow, there was a lot. I just spent like way too long just explaining how busy I am. I feel annoying right now. I'm sorry if I am, but trying to paint a picture. Got a lot going on. If you're single, if you don't have kids, I love you, but you don't know what busy is. Okay. I was always like the busy guy. Oh, Chad, you have so much going on. That's crazy. You have no idea. You have no idea until you have multiple kids and their school and their sports and there's pickup. And then, you know, if you're like me and my wife, we like to just stack on some real estate issues and some master's degree programs. And anyway, we love our crazy big life, but this was just a week where we were like, we can't do this anymore. This is a grind. I am not okay. And so if you look at your calendar on a Sunday night for the week, you're like, I don't have any free time. Like, I won't do anything for myself until Thursday night. They're like, because you're either studying at night after work or you're have a group meeting or there's some event you got to go to or whatever, or we're driving to another area of the state to find, to look at a house and meet with a realtor or whatever. So really, really too much. But I forced myself to identify a few things that are coming out of this season, and this all came from a period of reflection where I just said enough. Like when I finished my presentation and I kind of finished that module of school, so there's a little bit of a break. And once we bought the house and now that we're finally like we're sorting out some of the stuff in Dallas, I've had a little bit more free time. And I'm like, I feel like I'm becoming myself again. Like I'm working out a little bit, not enough. I'm eating a little bit better, not well enough. But like, I feel better. I just have a little bit more margin. There's like an hour of my day in the middle of a workday where I can actually think. And I'm not just like in meetings and stuff. And so thank God I had some reprieve. But sometimes you just got to like fight for some reprieve. You know what I mean? And we're going to talk about that. But net, I just had no freedom and I had no, like, it started all feeling like work. And so getting back to me, getting back to expressing these messages that get me fired up, that something I really just want to talk about, that's not something I already wrote in a book. It's awesome for me because it's back to that creative piece of podcasting that I really, really enjoy. And I honestly am realizing I need to express my creative side, because at work, I'm not, that's just not my role. I'm not the creative person at work. I don't know the business well enough. It's just not my role to be creative. My job is to manage and execute at work. And so I am just stoked to be back here. Hey guys, you might already know this, but I am not in the business of providing a random message to a random audience. I am in the business of providing meaningful, impactful messages to those seeking more purpose in life. I need your help to do this. I'm inviting you right now to engage in a dialogue with me and to send me ideas, send me thoughts, send me questions, send me issues that you're struggling with that I can speak about on this podcast. Go to my website, chadcanyer.com, it's my name, .com. Go to the contact page, fill out a form. I will get an email and I pledge to get back to you within a week and engage in a dialogue around that topic. I cannot guarantee that I will speak on that on the air because I might be the dumbest guy in the world on that subject, but God knows I will do my very best to engage with you and to provide value, not just to you, but to every single listener, because that is why I'm doing this. Help me make this more purposeful. But these are three gifts. These are three gifts of the grind. Seasons where you look at your calendar or you look at your, I don't know, you look at your money. You look at, you're like, I need to save money. I'm in debt, right? Or you look at something that's 3 months from now and you're not ready for it. And you're like, that feeling of like, this sucks. I need to do it. And you want to medicate throughout the process. You're looking for ways to find reprieve and an escape and some sort of joy and some sort of freedom throughout the process. Guys, I really, really, really know that feeling. Like sometimes I look around and I feel like, I'm so busy giving everyone else what they need and serving in roles that I'm called to serve in, whether it's work or as a husband or as a father, even as a Christ follower, even at church, even my relationship with God. And sometimes it's like, what about like me? What about what I want to do? What about my freedom? What about I want to take a walk and like not bring my phone? Like, what about me? And listen, while it's important to get back to you and it's important to take care of you, the world nowadays will tell you that that's the number one most important thing. And that's not true. Sometimes you are expected to rise to the occasion even when you're feeling like, I don't want to do this. What about me? That's when we actually have to do what I've done here. We have to start looking at the gifts that come from seasons like that. It's not about avoidance. It's not about medicating. And it certainly is not about going back to what I want and what I need. And you haven't taken care of me. And it's about me. Because guess what? There are people who rely on you. Like, I can't go up to my kids in the morning and be like, Daddy needs a day. I'm not doing folders, which is the review of their educational work from the day prior. I'm not giving you vitamins this morning. That's like not a big deal at all, by the way. It takes me 2 seconds, but I think in the morning, anything's a chore. You know, when your son wakes you up and he's like, I need vitamins, Gatorade, breakfast, I need you to gel my hair, and I need you to load my backpack, and we need to go through my folder of educational materials that I covered yesterday. By the way, I got a behavior color purple, so I earned, like, do I get a reward for that? And I need to all do this within the next 20 minutes, and then I'm going to go to school and have a great day. I wake up like that's my oldest son. He holds me accountable. He has a list of things. We joke about it. He's like more on top of it than the adults of the home. But net, okay, getting back, I can't say like, no, Deacon, like go talk to your mom, because that's going to probably cause way more tumultuous issues that day/year. And so I have to rise up. I have to find the good. I have to... I got to motivate myself. I got to slap myself across the face. I was going to say slap myself on the ass, like back in sports where you're like, get back out there. But you can't do that to yourself. And if you did, it'd kind of be like weirdly abusive, self-abusive. That'll wake you up. Anyway, you need to get back. You need to identify these things. And I think it'll really help. It won't just help you get through that moment, but it'll help you see the beauty of the grind season. Without further ado. So number one was you get equipped through experiences when you're doing this, right? So I'm going to dip into different things that are happening in my life for these three different areas of this message. Number one is equipped through experience, and I'm going to talk about work a little bit. I'm kind of the new guy at work. I'm 6 months in, but I'm still, I mean, I work with people who have been at CarMax for years. And so I'm learning as fast as I can, but they just know so much more than me about the business and the way we do things at CarMax kind of thing. Like, it's just, there's a culture thing I'm still adapting to. And we are a little bit short-staffed on my program, and everyone knows it. We're trying to find people, yada, yada. But like net-net, there's still a lot of work that we need to do. And so it's kind of like, hey, nut up or shut up. Like, just do it. Like, dude, we all need to grind. It's like, yeah, we'll get resources in here. But the beauty of not having enough resources on this program team right now is because it's forcing me to learn things that I probably, they might be outside my job description or whatever, but it doesn't matter. Like, I want the experience. I want the depth of experience. I like the pressure. And it's going to force me to learn systems and processes and meet people and understand how we do things that I just otherwise wouldn't have to learn if I wasn't in a season of grind. And so I'm being equipped for future endeavors through the experience, right? And so it's uncomfortable, but there's benefits in the future. And I've even thought about some of the benefits. Like, in the future, with the knowledge of these different processes and things like that, I'll be more strategic, right? So one thing I'm dipping into is we're about to release a bunch of code into production that will change the way users authenticate, meaning the passwords and stuff like that, when they access our site, when they access CarMaxAuctions.com. How will they authenticate? What are the password requirements? And there's kind of this modernization of the way we've been doing it. In fact, some of these people have password 123 as their password. Like, we need to make a change here. Okay, for data security reasons, right, as we grow. And so it's not really my job to like get that code into production, to get all the technical tasks complete for production, but we simply are slammed and we simply, they're like, Chad, you're good at just managing across teams and getting stuff done. Like, can you just drive this? And I'm like, I got it. So I'm in there talking technical weeds with these different groups, private cloud groups, identity access control groups. Like, these guys are super technical, super brainiacs, and I'm a business guy, okay? But I can kind of wing it in there, and I'm doing all right, I think. I don't know. We'll see how it happens in production in like 9 days. But that's good for me. I'm serving the team. I'm humbling myself. I'm just playing a role. It's hard. It's crappy, but it's like, we need this right now. I'm going to bust my butt, and we're just going to get this thing into production. In the future, when I'm leading groups, when someone says, yeah, well, we got to get that into production and there's some technical dependencies, in my mind, it will automatically trigger everything I'm doing right now. And I'll be like, who do you have driving it? And I will appreciate that person more. I will know everything that goes into the work that's associated with that because I've done it myself. It's not just on an Excel spreadsheet. I've done it. And I can be more strategic with that information. I can also be more empathetic. I can also have more insight into what they're doing, how busy they are. So if that same person who's driving that thing in the future, the way I'm driving that thing now, is maybe he's not doing very well in another area, or maybe she didn't show up to a meeting and there's some negative feedback or whatever, in my mind, I guarantee I'll be like, well, yeah, but I know she's also driving this release and I've done that and that's a grind, so let's give her some slack. So there's more empathy and there's more strategy there from the experience. I'm being equipped through the experience. God, I hope I'm being equipped at work. No, I know I am, and that's one of the gifts of the grind. Gift number two of the grind would be kind of an extension of that. Like, when there's too much going on, we feel a sense of overload. And there's ways of responding to overload, and I've done the whole gamut. The immature response to overload is to just grind through. Now, there's always an element of that, grind through. But the best thing to do when you ever sense overload in yourself or in others is to be pushed to prioritize. You push for a prioritization conversation. Nothing can be number one if there's already another number one. That's true in your life, right? Work cannot be priority one, two, and three for you. You also cannot have work and family as your number one priorities. There is one priority that is number one. There is one priority that is number two, and so on and so forth. I had to push for a prioritization conversation at work recently because there's just a lot going on. And I'm like, hey, like, let's get the leaders on this program together. What are the number one, two, and three priorities for each person on this team right now? Because it feels right now, it feels like everything's number one and I'm losing my mind. Are you guys feeling like that? And I had two people be like, I'm kind of feeling like that. So everyone will always appreciate a prioritization conversation. I mentioned all the things were going on at work. I mentioned all the things going on in my life, but I'm going to mention more on my life here. My wife and I got so overloaded with everything going on that during one of my classes on Saturday up in Northern Virginia, I made a Trello board. I don't know if anyone here has a crazy life. The answer to the organization issue that might be associated with your stress levels is a Trello board. Asana is another good tool, A-S-A-N-A, Asana. These are tools that are project management tools, really, but they use a Kanban methodology. You're going to get me going on Agile Scrum methodology. It's how software is delivered efficiently into production. I freaking love this stuff. But essentially, it's just a way of organizing your to-do list in prioritizing it and categorizing it and adding colors to denote certain things and et cetera. Our Trello board got literally bamboozled. Like the first time I set it up, we put like probably 30 cards on there. Me and my wife, I shared the link with her. We started dropping cards on there and there's just these columns. There's a column for backlog, meaning like we got to do it, but not right now. We got a column for next up. Like we got to get this going this pretty soon. So it's like a prioritization right there, right? Is this a next up or is this a backlog? Then there's a in flight, like, are we moving on it? Then there's a blocked or waiting column where it's like, we're waiting on that guy to answer that email about the home financing. It's going to go in the blocked column. And we manage it like this. There's an app. It's fantastic. Then there's done, my favorite column. And you shift things over there when things are done. Did you get it? So we set up a Trello board. Just the act of setting up a Trello board lowered my stress levels, I swear, 40%. Because I just have everything out there now. There's a place for it. It's organized. And I know there's a long list of things I have to do. But they are broken down and five of them are in the backlog. So I don't even have to think about anything in the backlog until the stuff that's in progress and the stuff that's next up is done. And that's how it works. Okay. Beautiful way to be pushed by the craziness, the overload feeling, to prioritize and to simplify. You cannot have one, two, or three top priorities. Guys, please, you need to order your life. Number three, gift of the grind, and this is more emotional. You start celebrating small things that are good in your life when you don't have like big good things. Like a lot of people are like, oh, but I have this one vacation coming up and that's like my North Star. That's my light at the end of the tunnel. I can grind for a week if I know that's coming, or I can grind for a month if I know that's coming. But dude, lately for us, I swear there's been like no end in sight. Everything cool that we have booked out is like really far out. And we're like, okay, like, yeah, that's cool. Yeah, that's something we can think about. But the amount of stuff I have to do between now and then to actually like rest and relax when that actually happens, like when we're in Florida, oh my gosh, that's overwhelming. And so it forces you to say, I'm going to enjoy this 10-minute coffee alone with my wife, not alone with my wife or whatever, but sometimes that feels like you're alone because you can finally have a conversation without kids screaming and ripping things off you and stuff. We have a little bit of Neanderthal behavior in our home. Can you tell? My wife and I having a conversation for 10 minutes and having coffee before the day starts. And I'm like, let's just have 10 minutes where we can engage. This is positive. This is good. I can control this moment. This is a positive moment. I'm celebrating this moment. Or celebrating a workout. Right? Celebrating some me time, celebrating a walk in the middle of the day, celebrating just like, hey, I'm going to let everyone go to sleep tonight. And even though I'll be maybe a little bit tired tomorrow, I'm going to watch a show tonight that's just for me, a show that's good, a show that I like, a show that I don't have to be like, what do you want to watch? What do you want to watch? Are you like, is it offensive? Just watch what you want to watch. Doing something for yourself. We play this game at the dinner table every night with my kids, and my son, shocker, Deacon, he brings it up every night. He says, let's play high-low. High-low is like, tell me the highest point of the day and tell me the lowest point of the day. And it's super cute because every night, Mila, my middle, will be like, this is my high. Like, having dinner with the family, like, this is her high. And now I'm starting to be like, okay, honey, like, I know that, like, the pinnacle of your day is not having dinner with mom and dad for, like, the ninth night in a row. You don't have to, like, sugarcoat it. And now she's like, okay, it was a moment at school or something like that. But, you know, even that's good. You can even train your kids to, like, help you be more positive. Like, let's identify mentally a positive thing that happened in this day, right? And then low, honestly, half the time we're like, I didn't really have a low. I had a really good day, because we don't want to sit there and like dote on the negative at dinner. You're like, well, I'll tell you all about it. But it's good for us to celebrate the small things in the middle of the grind. There might be more there than you think. And so these are gifts of the grind. If you are going through a season right now where it feels like there's no end in sight, let me just tell you, it's going to end. But before it ends, it will be way more overcomable. It will be way more manageable if you focus on these things. Look for areas where you are being equipped through the experience. How are you getting stronger? How are you getting better? How are you becoming more dynamic? How are you deepening a skill set? How are you getting uncomfortable? We only grow through discomfort. So be grateful for those things. Choose to find them and choose to say, I'm grateful for the difficulty that I'm going through right now. I know it's going to pay dividends in the future. Prioritize. Sort it all out. Get it all out on paper. It doesn't have to be a Trello board. I'm not getting paid by Trello to pitch their product. Great product, though. I would totally do that. Get it all out on paper, organize it, create a backlog, things that you are weighing on you that do not need to be worked on right now. You cannot have multiple number one priorities. And then celebrate the small. Take a second and like identify three things that went well today. Maybe this podcast is one of them. I don't know. I think can I say that it was a good thing for you? No, but find some things, little things, a freaking lemonade. Who cares? A memory, a phone call, a text, whatever. Find the good, because those little moments will get you through to the bigger celebratory moments, the more milestone celebratory moments. Hang in there, guys. I know if you're grinding right now, trust me, I get it. But let's try to enjoy the journey a little bit more by seeing the gifts of this season. Thanks for listening to the Saddled Stallion podcast. That's it, guys. Be strong, be humble, walk in purposeful manhood.